the clouds cleared, what terminal lucidity teaches us about life, death, and dementia. It was a heartbreaking process. After an ambulance delivered Marshall to the hospice, the staff introduced themselves. The chef said, "Mr. McMillan, I'm the head of the kitchen and you can have anything you want." My dad said, "Could I have a milkshake?" I was standing there with the administrator and I whispered, "He's diabetic. He can't have that." And she squeezed my arm and said, "Honey, none of that matters now." So that was hard. Soon after that, her father began experiencing visits from people who were already dead. One day I walked in and he said, "You see that room across the hall? Your mother and your grandmother and your aunt, Dot, have been in there just cackling up a storm, and those are all dead people." But one Friday, Marshall snapped out of it. He was sitting up in bed. We saw him talking to somebody, and the colour was back in his cheeks. There was all this excitement in the room. He was back to being himself. He was a very, very smart man, a very astute commentator on the human condition, and he was back to commentating, laughs McMillan. One of the staff brought him his favourite drink, but he rejected it. Now he was aware that he couldn't have a milkshake. He said, "You can't give me that." For the next few days, he was back to his old self. But after that, he once more withdrew from interaction, falling into complete and utter separation. Such experiences have a profound effect on the person's relatives. For my family, that afternoon with my grandmother was pure joy. Almost balancing out years of sadness. And witnessing shakes you up somewhat because it doesn't seem to make sense. The opportunities, Eldada says, are immense. It gives us some pause with regard to our current theories and understanding of the nature of dementia. We've seen enough examples of this to be reassured that dementia can be reversed, albeit temporarily, very transiently. Nevertheless, it does reverse. And so the question then is, how? From The Guardian by Alex Godfrey.